Welcome to the Gymea Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're so glad you're listening to the pod and trust that this message encourages your heart and faith today. At GBC, we're all about partnering with God in the renewal and restoration of all things, and it's our hope that through these sermons, you'll discover the life-changing power of Jesus. If you'd like to join us in person or online or find out more, check out our website at gymeabaptist.org.au.
We're going to read this morning from Psalm 148, the whole of the psalm, and look forward to the message that Jeremy's going to bring to us after this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures, flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Bruce. Just a few things before I get started this morning. First of all, this is not normal. I don't usually get everything all to myself, but Roxanne is feeling a little bit unwell today. So please just make sure you pray for Roxanne that she starts to feel better this morning. Second of all, I'd just like to thank our tech and worship team. Some of our volunteers are on their third and fourth service for the week. So we really appreciate everyone that has served over the course of this week. Again, thank you. We can't run services without you, so we appreciate your service with us this morning. But with that said, let us jump into our sermon for this morning. And being the last Sunday service of the year, we thought it would be a good idea to go through thankfulness and gratitude as we take a bit of a look and reflect upon the year that has been. And to do that this morning, I wanted to start by taking a deeper look at Psalm 148 that we've just had read by Bruce. Thanks again, Bruce. But if you've got your Bible with you this morning, I encourage you to just open it up, have 148 in front of you, because we're going to read through it and go through it a bit closer before we go through a bit of reflection. So let's dive into Psalms 148 to start this morning. And from the very opening line is praise the Lord. It's a simple phrase that if you flick to the end of the psalm is reflected at the end in verse 14, praise the Lord. And this bookending of this simple phrase is actually reflected in all of the final five psalms. And it is, again, a very simple message that does really two things. The first one, it acts as an exclamation of praise from the psalmist. The psalmist is praising the Lord. The second thing it does is it actually acts as a bit of an encouragement to praise, both through us and the original audience. The psalmist wants us to praise the Lord. Again, a very simple message, and that is all that the final five psalms are about. It's about praising the Lord. But after this, in Psalm 148, the psalmist begins to get a bit more specific about who and what should praise. And we're going to look at all of this morning. And this kind of brings us to our first of four sections that we have in this particular psalm. And the first section is focused around heavenly praise. And again, if you've got your Bible this morning, let us read together. But this is what it says. It says, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. So the psalmist here is calling all heavenly things and heavenly beings into praise, right? And the reason that the psalmist does this is that the psalmist believes that God, the God of Israel, is just not just a local deity. He is not just the God of Israel that is to be worshipped and honored by the Israel, people of Israel, but he is the God of the universe. He is the God of all things. And this God of all things that created all things is deserving of praise from heaven. So he calls the angelic beings, the angels, to praise. He believes that it is their responsibility and occupation for them to praise God constantly. Right? And this is actually reflected in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And this is what that verse says. It says, each of the four living creatures had six wings and covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. That's the depiction, of course, of angels. It says, day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So we know that the angels did exactly that. They praised God without ceasing. But it was more than just the beings that were that the psalmist is calling to praise here. He was also calling the sun, the moon, the stars, and the skies, all to bring praise. Now, for the psalmist, it was common belief that the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all things in the sky were connected with the heavenly realm. So by calling the sun, moon, and stars, what the psalmist is trying to say here is that he's calling all of heaven, all of created heaven, to praise the Lord. Right? And in their creation, they bring praise and honor and glory to God. And this brings us now in verses 5 and 6 to our second section of the Psalms and kind of the conclusion of this portion on heavenly praise. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his command, at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Right? This here is the psalmist giving reasoning as to why the heavens should praise. And his reasoning is because that all the heavens were created at his command. He is their creator. And therefore, as their creator, he should be honored with praise and with worship. But not only did he create them, he has actually established them forever. They eternally serve the Lord in their position. And therefore, they should praise the Lord. This now, of course, brings us to verse 7 to 12. And this is where we can start to probably relate a bit better. We're not heavenly beings, but we're earthly beings. And this section here is the beginnings of praise from the earth. And again, we're going to read just verses 7 to 10. And it says, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. So just like in heaven, the psalmist here is calling all of creation, all of earthly creation, to praise God. From the sea creatures to the ocean, to the weather of lightning, hail, snow clouds, stormy winds. From the earth itself, mountains, hills, fruit trees, cedars, and all that roam within it. Wild animals, cattle, small creatures, and flying birds, calls them all to praise the Lord. But the psalmist doesn't exclude people. Verses 11 and 12 call these people and call people to praise as well. It says, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and rulers of earth, young men and women, old men and children, So all the way from the rulers of the earth to our children, he calls all people to praise the Lord. And he finishes with his final section, which is the reasons why the earth should praise. And he says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he raises up from his people a horn, the praise of his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. So the reasoning here that the psalmist gives that all people and all of creation should praise is because God alone is God. He is the one true, the one holy God. And a being and a God like that deserves all the honor and praise that we can give to him. Because he is immeasurably greater and more glorious than anything else that there is. Greater than the heavens and the earth combined, he is God. And he ends off this psalm by reminding the Israelites that they have been, that he has rescued them from their suffering. And we know that it's through the people of Israel that God raises up Jesus, who then comes to save us from our suffering as well, to save all nations. So I think when we look at that, when we look at the Psalm 148, it's pretty clear that what the psalmist is trying to say is that all of creation, all that God has created, should praise the Lord because they have been created by him. There is nothing more that we need to praise God than just our creation and our existence itself. A God so powerful and so holy is worthy and deserving of our praise. So you might be thinking to yourself, Jeremy, what does that got to do with anything of thankfulness and reflection upon this year? And I want you to hold that thought. So I want you to hold this passage and what we've just spoken about in your mind as we do actually do a bit of that, a bit of reflection upon what this year has brought us. Because if you're like me, you're struggling to remember the past 11 months that we've just had because you've just spent so long doing Christmas stuff that takes up all of your brain space. All right? But let me remind us this morning all the wonderful things and the wonderful blessings that God has poured out on us this year. And I want to start with our sermon series that we have received. The ways that God has spoken to us and the messages that we have received from him in revelation of himself. So we started in January with our regular Jesus in the Sydney Morning Herald. And that we moved on from that to explore our theme for the year, our extraordinary life together. We then moved as part of that into our Good Job series, where we looked at how our faith and our work intercede. From that, we started our Whilst We Wait series that carried us throughout the better part of the year, starting in March and ending all the way in November. We paused along the way with a few series that were amazing, such as In Remembrance of Me, which was Easter, Learning to Pray with Jesus, which we did in June, On This Rock, where we heard from some of our members of our congregation about the passages in their life that have been key and pivotal to them. We did that in July. Then we looked at Sabbath, Learning to Rest, a spiritual practice that is all but lost in our modern society as we try to relearn what it means to Sabbath. Then While We Wait got us all the way through to December before we come to December series of Come Now, Long Expected Jesus. Now, I'm sure there's been at least one, if not more, messages throughout the course of this year that has been really key and pivotal for you this year. And I hope that that's been the case. There certainly has been for me. But that's not all that we've received blessing from this year. We haven't just had the blessings of hearing and exploring the Bible. We've also had various other events that I want to draw your attention to. And there's probably more than I have here. Let me just say that first. But we have things like Hope Drive, where we got to see the generosity of the church and our community throughout the year and the 11 months that we have done that. Back all the way back in February, we did our volunteer launch with all of our volunteers gathering together to come together to strengthen one another as we go throughout the year serving in our various ministries. We've had ministries and our programs that run regularly, such as Embrace, our men's breakfast. Then there's our kids' programs that run regularly as well, like Playtime, Kids Zone, the Edge program, Youth. And within those, we've seen amazing highlights. I can think of one from Youth, which is GBC Youth Camp that happened again back at the end of February. We've seen new members of our community that have gone through Pathways, both in March and in August. And in March, we had the wonderful Easter services of Tenebrae, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. May is, of course, May Mission Month, and again, we get to see the generosity of our church community come together to fund the missions that we support across the globe. We had Mother's Day back on 12th of May, and again, our volunteers came together at volunteer halftime in July to come together to share stories of all the wonderful things that God has done in our ministries and to strengthen each other to continue throughout and finish off the year well. We saw Father's Day in September 1st, and again, another youth camp, state youth camp, at the end of September. We then had some celebrations such as Kids Hope and their 20-year anniversary. We had the Fair Trade Market in October, and GBC celebrated its 75th anniversary in November before we finally have made it to December with the Festival of Christmas and, of course, our Christmas services that we've just had. And there is many, many more things that our church has undergone, whether that's through Hope Field or that could be life groups. There's many more things that I haven't listed here, right? Events, sermon series, and moments where God has brought blessing upon us. I truly believe we have so much this year to be thankful for. But I want us to remember Psalm 148. And the reason I want us to remember Psalm 48 is because Psalm 48 tells us that we ought to praise God and to be thankful because we were created by a God that is glorious and powerful. So according to our psalmist, all these blessings that we have received go far beyond what we are called to worship by the psalmist. And God does that for us. God goes above and beyond to bring us many, 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 many things that we ought to be thankful for. But I think reflecting upon the year is not something we do just as a church community, and it's something we do as individuals as well. I can say very truthfully that yes, this year has been an amazing year for me, filled with many blessings. Even just the fact that I stand here is a blessing. But it's not always the case, and we know that. We know that sometimes there are moments in our lives that we struggle, that bring challenges. But our Psalm 148, makes no mention of praising God in either good moments or bad. I wonder if you saw that or saw its exclusion. Because the psalmist calls us to praise God in all moments. Good or bad. It doesn't matter whether we're going through good or bad times. We are called to praise because we are created, and that alone is enough. But I do think there is a lot of value in reflecting upon what this year has been for you and that you've seen this year. And I want to give us some time to do that. So this morning, I thought the perfect opportunity for us to just sit and to reflect upon what this year has been, as we look forward to what 2025 is to us. So I thought we'd do communion. But communion this morning is going to look far different from what we usually have and what we usually do. For the sake of our volunteers and not having to rustle people in on a busy time of year, we've got the elements down the front on either side of me on a table, right? And in a moment, I'm going to invite you to come and collect your elements from the front. Yes, there is quite a few of us here, so we're going to have to be a little bit patient, right? But when you come up the front, grab your glass of juice. It is just juice, so if your kids are here, feel free, they can have that as well. And grab your bread, which is all gluten-free. Again, if your kids are here, they're more than welcome to collect their elements as well if they understand what it means to partake in communion. And I want you to make your way back to your seat. You're welcome to sit in that moment to reflect on what this year has been. But I want you in that moment to reflect on also what Jesus has done for us, which again is far beyond what the psalmist calls us to do. So you are welcome to eat your bread, but we're going to drink the cup together. So I invite you to come and partake in communion. And we're going to have Paul come up and play us some music whilst we do so. So please come forward and grab your elements and make your way back to your seat.
Thanks for listening to this sermon podcast. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement, and God used this message to speak to you. If you want to connect more with GBC, you can follow us on social media or contact us via our website. You can also get to know some of the people from our church community through the We Are The Church podcast. Real stories of real people sharing how Jesus has shaped and transformed their life. We pray you experience the transforming power of Jesus in your life, and pray that God blesses you today.